You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to KC Forum, public affairs with an entertaining spin. I'm Kathy Quinn. Hey, you will hear this show every single weekend right here on this radio station and Fox4KC.com/KC Forum. So if you ever miss the show, all you got to do is go to our website and you can send the link to your friends because, well, this weekend we're going to be talking about the Strawberry Hill Museum and they are celebrating their 25th anniversary. Big, big celebration. We want to find out all about it. And the Artists Coalition, the Kansas City Artists Coalition, having a very special exhibit and they've been around for years and years and do some incredible work. So you won't want to miss that one. Restore, the Habitat for Humanity, serving Eastern Jackson County. We will have Mr. Michael Strawn on to talk about the good work they do. They've been around since the 70s, and they're always looking for donations, for volunteers, and they're looking for good people who want good homes, and it's really an incredible work and what they do, and just an incredible mission statement for Habitat for Humanity. And I'd like you to help me welcome Michael Strawn from the Truman Heritage Habitat for Humanity. How are you, Michael?
Good afternoon, Kathy. Just fine.
Busy, busy guy.
A little tired today. I mean, have you guys out here with the news this morning? And people have been coming in here all day long.
Oh, my
I haven't given
goodness.
Out any autographs yet, but I'm still waiting.
I'll ask you for your autograph. Well, I'll tell you what. We wanted to kind of talk about it. I think that's wonderful because the word is getting out about the organization. You know, sometimes there are lulls with these organizations, especially organizations that have been around for years and years, like Habitat for Humanity. How many years have they been around?
Well, Habitat has been around since 1976. Our affiliate, and there are currently over 1,500 independent affiliates across the United States, but the Truman Heritage affiliate has been working out here in Eastern Jackson County for 25 years.
Oh, my gosh.
24. We're coming up on our 25th anniversary.
What is the mission statement? What is the purpose of the Truman Heritage Habitat for Humanity?
Well, simply stated, it's to eliminate poverty housing in our area. We don't want to make a dent in poverty housing. We don't want to make it less. We want to eliminate poverty housing. And the way we do that is we provide decent, safe, and affordable houses to lower-income families. And that plants a seed. Once we get those families in there, they're then able to help other families. And if we can grow it exponentially that way, someday we will meet our goal.
I know a family that you all helped many, many years ago, and this person now works for an organization that helps other folks in the community.
And that's exactly what we're shooting for.
She's got a beautiful, beautiful home. I remember going to her house. I'm not going to say her name, but going to her house, and it was just absolutely gorgeous home. Obviously, the sweat equity and everything, working on it and everything. And now she works at an organization which helps with the health and soup kitchen and a food pantry and that type of thing. So she is paying it forward, you know,
absolutely.
After being helped. How do people get, not the requirements for it, but how do you find out families that need it? Tell us about that.
We will typically advertise that we'll have a family selection meeting, and there are different organizations around town that will broadcast this, and we will have a meeting at a large facility, and we may have 100 to 150 families come to that, and you know, everyone there is in need, but we have a targeted group of people that we go after, people that are able to make a mortgage payment. It mm-hmm. wouldn't be a mortgage payment that, you know, you would think about to a bank with a large down payment and that sort of thing, but on a loan with no interest, on a house that's built largely by volunteer labor, so it's a lower cost, and it'll give them an opportunity to get into a house and, you know, provide a good home for their families. So, you know, it's hard to say, but we don't help homeless people. Mm-hmm. But there's a select group that Habitat over the years has decided if we help this group of people, again, we'll be able to help more people from that seed that we plant.
And so what it is, it's a hand up.
Up.
Yes.
And not a handout, as the saying goes, yes.
I love that. Okay.
And, you know, again, the houses that we provide, they're excellent quality houses, but we can provide them at a lower cost because we use volunteer labor. They can get into it because we provide a no-interest loan. Mm. But, of course, since our funding is always tied up in those loans, we're always looking for how to finance the next project. And that's where the Restore comes in.
Okay, explain the Restore then. I think that's what we were talking about this morning.
Exactly. There are currently over 800 Restores across the country. Over 500 of them have started in the last 5 years, so it's something that's just mushrooming right now. And the idea is that people who have too much stuff or people who have things that they don't need can donate to Habitat for Humanity at these restores. It's a tax-deductible donation, it creates space in their homes, and they feel good about helping other people. Then we take it and set up a retail organization where the general public can come in and buy those items. And we work to keep our overhead down so that the majority of the purchases, the funds raised by those purchases, go back to our Habitat affiliate to help fund the next project that we have going on.
Okay, so we're talking about everything from a couch that maybe you don't need anymore to a window. Say you've replaced your windows, but these windows are still pretty good.
Absolutely. We do like for it to be good, usable items so that we don't have to repair them or that we don't have to work on them. We can put them directly on the floor. And somebody can come in and say, hey, that's cool, and that's a good price, let's take that home. And we don't do clothes and shoes and toys and things that other thrift stores do. This is home decor, home remodeling, home repair type stuff. And we've had, you know, we do have appliances, we have furniture, we do have a good deal of decor type items, mm-hmm. things that you just set on a cabinet or to look at. And people like that. Now, our store in particular, we just opened in September, and it's relatively small. So we don't have a lot of the really big stuff that the other restores have. So you still have to go to all five of the Kansas City restores to see what's out there.
How can I find out if I'm listening to this radio show? How can I find out where all these stores are?
Well, on our website, we do have a list of all the addresses at trumanrestore.org. And then in our store, we have a card with a map to our store, but then we also have the other addresses and phone numbers listed on there.
Okay. And you also need volunteers. All the time.
Oh, man, all the time. We try to make it a very fun place. The volunteers that we do have been here pretty much since we opened, but not everybody has the time to commit to something like that. So that is one of our heartaches at this point. Our store is open Wednesday through Saturday. We would like to open on Tuesdays, but we just don't have the personnel to man it that extra day. And it's you know, we have the volunteer opportunities for building houses, which I think is what people think of when they think of Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a retail setting. You come inside, and we do have a nice air-conditioned store. We have everything from just greeting the customers when they come in and pointing out where the toilets and the doors and the windows are to receiving the donations. We do have people that bring us donations daily, so we help them unload and get the stuff into the store, get it priced, and get it back out on the shelf. And then, of course, when people buy stuff, we try to really provide exceptional customer service. We will help people carry stuff out to the car. We chat with people, and we our customers really like this place.
I think it's a wonderful concept to have. You know, you've got the Habitat for Humanity, but then you've got Restore funding it. I think that's incredible.
Well, so many people benefit from this because you benefit from the donation. You get your tax receipt and you make the space in your house. The people who shop here benefit because it's way undervalued. We just want to turn the stuff so it's very, very low cost and really good quality stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, our homeowners, you know, the beneficiaries of all this generosity and kindness, the benefit from it also. There's just no – since I've been here, I've tried to think of a negative to apply to it, and there's just not one.
All right. Speaking of that, give it the human side without naming names. Let's talk about a Habitat for Humanity house and a family that really sticks in your mind.
Well, the one that sticks in my mind, unfortunately, we built a house for a family. They had a child, and you know, a lot of our families are in a situation they are in not through a fault of their own. One of the children is seriously sick, so a lot of their money goes to medical bills, or the father's been hurt and doesn't get to work as much as he can, but they do have income. And we do have a very special family to us that we built the house, we made it handicapped accessible, we did everything we could, and one of the children was sick and he did pass away.
Mm.
But, you know, this family is still doing very well in the community, and I really feel like what Habitat did for them helped everything go as well as it could under the circumstances.
And also people in the community seeing, hey, wait a minute, if these people can do it, I can do it too. So it kind of uplifts everybody in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. The houses, one of the things that I've noticed, and I volunteered sometime before I got involved with the Restore, so I just kind of watched how things happen, but it really is, they plant seeds. when they put one of their nice houses into a neighborhood that hasn't been kept up for a long period of time, you see the neighbors want to put some paint on their houses and do some things with the grass and the plantings, and it grows in that neighborhood. And when we do two or three houses, it grows faster. And everything that we do seems to affect the people around us, and then they do something and it affects the people around them. And that is about the only way that we can maintain the mission to eliminate poverty housing. You can't do it with just the group of people that's here. We have to involve everybody that we meet and touch.
Very good. We're talking about the Truman Heritage Habitat for Humanity and Restore, serving Eastern Jackson County. If you want to find out more, go to TrumanRestore.org. And Michael Strawn has been with us. Thank you so very much. And just bottom line, why should people get involved?
It feels good.
Yeah. And you were there. I mean, you volunteered, and now you're involved with it, and you see what it does.
Well, I volunteered with the construction, with house building for 4 years, and then I helped them when they started looking at the Restore. I got on the development committee and then have just hung around ever since. They can't seem to get rid of me.
Very good, and we'll check in with you a little later. Thank you so much, Michael Strawn.
Well, thank you for your call.
All right. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
Welcome back to KC Forum Public Affairs with an entertaining spin. And I have Janet Simpson now on the show talking about the Kansas City Artists Coalition. How are you, Janet?
I'm fine, thank you.
The Artists Coalition, Kansas City Artists Coalition, very busy. You guys just opened up a new exhibit. Let's talk about it.
Well, this is our River Market Regional Exhibition, and we have 54 artworks from 44 artists who are in a six-state region.
Ooh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're very excited, and we had a really wonderful juror this year, Jerry Saltz, who's the senior art critic for New York Magazine, and we're just really thrilled to have him be a part of the exhibition here.
Very good. Let's talk about the Kansas City Artists Coalition, the mission statement of it.
Well, we were founded in 1975 with the idea that we would really promote contemporary art and artists in our city and region. And back in the day, that was really a very important mission. It still is, but we were sort of the only game in town for quite a while.
Oh, my goodness. And now look at you. Plus, you've probably inspired a lot of these other groups to get going, too.
Possibly, yes. Anyway, we're certainly enjoying, as everyone does, a really vibrant visual arts community here in the city.
All right, so explain where you're located and where they can see this exhibit.
We're at 201 Wyandotte, which is in the City Market area. So for people that don't know, that's just north of downtown proper in Kansas City, Missouri.
What are some of the pieces people can expect to see?
Well, it's a very eclectic show, and that's what makes it so fun. We have one piece that includes a taxidermied deer head and other images of taxidermied animals. And it sounds a little gruesome, but it's a really interesting piece.
Uh-huh.
We have a video installation by Carrie Allman. We have all types of paintings, photography, sculpture. I have to hand it to Jerry. He really pulled in a lot of very diverse work into the show.
Well, I think that's neat because you can see what everybody's forte is, but when it's all different like that, it makes it much more exciting.
People really do love these big group shows because you really do get to see a huge variety. And because we draw from, the region, you're not just seeing things that you've seen before in other galleries. You're seeing stuff that has never been shown in the city before.
All right. So you've been around for a long, long time, and you've got this exhibit. But this isn't the only one. You people are busy year-round.
Oh, absolutely. We have our exhibition series, which we have a space here that we divide up into three galleries. So at any given time, we can have up to three shows concurrently running. So we're very busy with that. And the shows run 6 to 8 weeks, something like that. And then in addition to that, we now have an international artist residency, which is in the same location, but across the hall from our galleries. And in that facility, we host artists from all over the world. We're welcoming an artist from Israel in just a few weeks, and another artist from China. That's Fatima Rumi will be coming from Israel, and Ba Ming will be coming from China. And then we have artists from Spain and France and Turkey coming later this year.
What do they think when you've had these folks in the past, you know, internationally? What do they think when they see, oh, my goodness, this is just dedicated to, you know, artists?
Well, they really love it. And, of course, you know, culturally, some countries around the world really revere artists and visual artists far more than Americans do. But they really do enjoy coming into the city and seeing what we have to offer. Of course, they always want to partake of the jazz venues and get out to have some barbecue. But the people that have been here, and we've had people from South Africa, and we've had another Israeli artist and a printmaker from Argentina, they all really love the city and think it's very vibrant, and most of them want to come back.
How rare is it, Janet, to have an artist coalition where artist-centered, artist-run?
Well, you know, we were started back kind of on the wave of all those movements like the student movement, the women's movement, the civil rights movement. There were many arts organizations like us founded in the early to mid-70s, but frankly, many have failed, and there's still many, but we're now getting kind of up there in terms of our longevity. So I would say you will find our kinds of organizations across the country, but it is always a challenge to keep them going, especially the last few years with the economic situation. But, you know, it's a really wonderfully supportive and great place to be and work. So,
And you're an artist yourself.
I am not as active as I once was. Right now, I'm saying most of my creativity comes into curating and designing exhibitions and the publications for them. But I certainly have that background.
But, I mean, that's an art in itself to know how to put something together.
Sure, sure.
How do you know good art? I mean, I couldn't do, I have no artistic bones in my body, but I love it.
Well, you know, there's several ways to look at this, and at this point in my life, I've probably got 40 years, if you only count, you know, adult years, looking at art. So I have a lot of background in what's out there, what other people like, but there is a certain amount of personal taste that comes into it. Sometimes I'll recognize that something's interesting, and yet that artist may or may not get invited to show in the gallery because it doesn't fit, you know, my kind of curatorial vision. I think one of the things for people who are not art professionals, I do think it's important to think about, does the work say something to you? Does it call out to you? Do you respond to it? And if it does, then it's a worthy purchase or use of your time.
Just like that deer head. I mean,
yeah, it's not going to find its home in everybody's home, but you know, there are going to be people who think that you know, who really love what she's saying and it speaks to them. So
I love, you know, that. I really love that. I love to talk to people when they've drawn something or they've you know, made some pottery, what were you thinking or what is in your mind? Because it's just fabulous to have a creative mind like that. Not everybody does.
Well, and, you know, everyone does think, and so when you are presented with something, in our case, visual art, that makes you think, then I think that makes it a good piece. And obviously some pieces have a longer kind of life expectancy, mm-hmm. which means that they really speak more universally, more broadly, so that people can really engage with the art. But, you know, there is all types of art. One of the things I've really seen over these many years is it kind of takes all kinds. I've had professionals down here, curators at the museum, and, you know, we've had discussions and we couldn't agree on, you know, one thing over another. And it just goes to show you that even people trained, like-minded people, will differ on what they consider most valuable.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And if you want to find out, folks, about the River Market Regional Exhibition, you got to head on down there. It's going on through July. What is the date in July? July 20th, is it?
It is July 20th. I'm okay. Just double-checking now, yes. And we're open here Wednesday through Saturday, okay. 11 to 5.
Excellent. And then if they'd like to check your website out, where do they go?
It's KansasCityArtistCoalition.org.
Excellent, Janet Simpson. Thank you so very much for taking time, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We got more on the way. Stay with us. Hey, Janet.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Meta Weight Loss Clinics, it's the one that works. But if you're looking for a quick fix, this isn't the program for you. Meta Weight Loss Clinics in Overland Park is a lifestyle change. It's a weight loss program carefully monitored by medical professionals, including Dr. James Mirable and his staff of nurses, registered dietitians, and counselors. Dr. Mirable cares about how you feel about yourself. Basically, Meta Weight Loss balances education, appetite management, and the activity it'll take to lose weight and reach your goal for a happier you. Most important, you'll also learn strategies to keep weight off using real food. This is not a quick fix. This is a lifestyle change. Call 913-284-0459 and book an initial consultation to get started to a happier and healthier you. Tell them you heard this on KC Forum. For over 20 years, Summit Lawn and Landscape has provided residential and commercial customers with exceptional quality and service at an affordable price. Summit offers a full landscape design service with two full-time designers. Projects can go from blue line scale drawings to finished products. Proper design can make the difference between an acceptable yard and a truly breathtaking landscape. Landscape design, sprinkler systems, outdoor lighting, fire pits, and lawn fertilization are just a few of the many services Summit Lawn and Landscape offers. At Summit Lawn and Landscape, they know how important it is to maintain and beautify your exterior surroundings, because your lawn and landscape is the first thing people notice. You can ask the pros at Summit Lawn and Landscape by calling 816-966-9434 to make an appointment, or go to their website at summitlawn.com. Let the professional design staff at Summit Lawn and Landscape provide you with the landscape design and your dreams. That's Summit Lawn and Landscape, 816-966-9434, or online at summitlawn.com.
We're talking about the Strawberry Hill Museum now that you've tuned in, and the Cultural Center celebrating their 25th anniversary, kicking it off July the 6th. I have Judy Tucci on the line. And Judy, how are you affiliated with the museum?
I became a volunteer when they first opened the museum because I saw it in the paper. I was the PTA president, and I said, oh, I want to have this for a PTA program. And I was hooked at the first word.
And there you
I
are.
I decided that
I wanted to
be a part.
And how have you been a part of it? Tell me.
Well, actually, my main job is being a tour guide, and I love it. It's the favorite thing that I do of all the things that I do. and I'm a very busy volunteer within the community. So the museum is just such an exciting place to be for me, and I look forward to meeting the people from even around the world, and as well as people on Strawberry Hill bring their friends, and it's just very exciting.
That's wonderful. Okay, so the Strawberry Hill Ethnic Museum and Cultural Center, located on North 4th Street, in Kansas City, Kansas, having their celebration. They are going to have a wonderful Croatian-American artist who's painted a special piece of work that she created in honor of the museum's 25th anniversary. That's got to be a thrill right there, Judy, don't you think?
Yes, that is. Yes, she was a self-taught, and she's Croatian. She's from Strawberry Hill, so that makes it really exciting for us that she's going to do this. We do have one of her original pieces in the museum already, but this will be just especially for us.
All right, talk about the Strawberry Hill Museum and why. What is Strawberry Hill for people that don't know what it is?
Well, the main purpose when it started back in, 25 years ago, was just to, introduce all the cultures that had been in Kansas City, Kansas. And we have many. And, of course, since it happened on Strawberry Hill, it was a Croatian community. And right now we have probably 15 countries that are on display right now. And as a rule, at Christmas time, we have even more because, you know, more people want to be involved. It's an ethnic museum, and the goal is really just to promote the ethnicity here in the community.
And Strawberry Hill Museum, from what I understand, it's an all-volunteer board preserving the many ethnic cultures in Kansas City, Kansas, for all these years, as you mentioned. I mean, it's got to mean something if these people just volunteer their time.
Actually, we're a complete volunteer organization, and all the money that comes in to us, the tea room and from the the tours, uh-huh, and from the gift shop, all of this, we need volunteers to do all these things.
All right, so talk about when you take your tours, what is the most popular part of the museum that people like to see?
Well, you know, it's a Catholic community, and one of the most popular things is the Pope's bed. John Paul actually slept in the bed that TWA airline prepared for him on a big one of their airlines.
Sure.
And so we have even his papal bedding and toothbrush and toothpaste even in that sacred room.
Isn't that hilarious? They let you have that. That's wonderful. Okay,
yes,
so the Strawberry Hill Museum was actually built by a very wealthy man, had a bunch of kids, mm-hmm, wife, but then it became an orphanage.
Yes, that's the unique thing about this museum that makes it more different than any of the other museums is that it first was a Victorian home, very beautiful, stained glass windows, and then it became the St. John's Orphanage. They had 12 nuns from Croatia that came and cared for the children. And then when it closed, they decided to turn it into this wonderful museum. And I think that was really something that made me really proud of my own community, because I've lived here for 45 years.
Oh, my goodness. And this is a Victorian mansion. In case people haven't seen it, they may see it up on the hill and not realize this was built in 1887 for a prominent attorney in Wyandotte County and his wife. Obviously, in 1919 is when it became St. John Orphanage, and then dedicated,
exactly,
then after that in 1988. So Christmas, I think, is one of my favorite seasons at Strawberry Hill. What do you think?
Oh, yes, it is for us, because we have just, dozens and dozens of people at the door. We double up on our tour guides, and we just have a lot of people that come to visit us.
All right, so if people want to get involved and actually become a tour guide or a volunteer, how do they do that?
Well, you just say yes, and then we have a training, a short training plan. We have a script that we try to go by, but there's so many different exciting things and things that people ask about, and we always make them feel comfortable that way. We start in the chapel, and we just give them a brief history of what's going on and how it all started, and then we take them through and show them everything, the home and then the gift shop and the tea room, and the tea room is completely staffed. And all through the month of July, we're going to be giving special prizes for people that come. The first 25, we're open on Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm, from 1 to 5. And on those times, we are going to be able to give them, the first 25 people, a free cooler that says Strawberry Hill on it. And so we're really excited about all the different things we're going to be doing at the museum during this month of the celebration of the 25th birthday.
Local artist Mike Savage, who's very, very popular. Obviously raised in the Dot, grew up at St. John's Church in school. He's one of the folks who's showing his work at the museum through the end of July. I mean, his work is incredible.
Oh, yes, it is. I've seen all of it. I went through two or three times when I saw it in the beginning,
uh-huh.
And it is. It's fantastic. And he's been around like 20 years, I think, and he does kind of impressionist works of art and very colorful, and it's very exciting to have him there.
But Strawberry Hill Ethnic Museum and Cultural Center celebrating 25 years, sharing the traditions of the many, many cultures that have been on the hill. It opens Saturday, July 6th through the 28th of July. You want to check it out. Well, you want to check it out because you want to see all the marvelous things, but also you want to meet Judy Tucci, right?
Oh, I hope so. And we're at on the web at strawberryhill.org if they want to contact us that way, or they can call us at 371-0632.
You are marvelous. Judy Tucci, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
All right, thank you. And thank you to everyone out there listening this weekend. Remember, you can catch this show again on fox4kc.com/KC Forum. All right. Thank you to my executive producer, Katie Connors, and Ed Walker, Brian Truda, getting us on the air. The Elders allowing us to use their music as bumper music. And if there's something you want to hear, you want to talk about, drop me a line, Kathy.Quinn@WDAFTV4.com. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.